Blog Talk Radio.
Hello world, it's time for RCWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise God. It's good to be able to come back into your homes once again just to reach the world for Christ. It's good to tell the people around the world the good news. So we want you to call in and be a part of this. If you want to call in, it's call in on 310-742-1759. Call in. We'll put you right on the line with us, and we're discussing this evening about this is the time, or such a time as this. And so everybody can get in on this service with us. For this is such a time as this. So praise the Lord. So call in, be a part of it. And we've got some call-ins already. Let me go ahead and get you as you come in here, then we'll get you to speak as your number showed up here. So 706, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Frieda Litchfield in Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise the Lord. Good to have you on here, sister.
Glad to be here.
770, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
Brother Lloyd, this is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise the Lord, Brother John. Glad to have you on here with us. So we got another call in here. 423, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Brother Yearwood, this is Eddie Bolton from Jacksboro, Tennessee.
Well, praise the Lord. It's good to have each and every one of you on here with us today, and I want to say that, Brother Eddie, I really appreciate you hosting it for us our last week. We had to be away, and my wife's brother-in-law passed away, and so we couldn't be here. And so, but we really appreciate you hosting it for us and doing a great job for us. So, and Brother John, we appreciate him being on our helping you.
Amen.
And let's see here. 937, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Brother Green, Sister Green here in Springboro, Ohio. We're just glad to be with you tonight. And we'll be probably leaving here in a little bit, but we're going to stay long as we can. And we're just going to enjoy the service tonight. It's good to be with you.
Praise the Lord. We're glad to have you in here with us, Brother Green, you and Sister Green. Brother Green?
Yeah.
Since you're going out to leave us, sir, while you and Sister Green just go ahead and obey the Lord, then we'll get the rest of them in there and let them obey the Lord.
Okay, Brother Yearwood, you want to go first, John? Okay. I believe, if I understood it, that we're... what's the subject on now, Brother Yearwood? It was... can't remember
for
what it was.
For a such time...
As
for
this.
For such as a time as this. I can't
okay.
even say it.
Right. Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Well, I'm glad, you know, to be... saved tonight, first of all, and I'm so glad I went down one day to an altar, and I say tonight that it's high time, you know, to get your heart right with God. If people's out there tonight and their heart's not right with God, if they've got aught against their brother, you know, they can't stand their neighbor or something like that. Well, it's time to get all that out of your heart tonight.
Amen.
So it's time to, you know, I was thinking in John chapter 15, the Bible says that he purges it that it may bring forth more fruit. And he was talking about the true vine there in chapter 15 of John. And he was also talking about the branches, and he said we are the branches. And
yes.
And we cannot bring forth fruit to God unless we keep our vessel clean, unless we stay right with God, and we can't have anger in our heart, and we can't be grudging one against another and have envy and all these things in our heart. And I'm saying tonight that it's a time, such a time as this is the time to get your heart right with God. And I know there's listeners around the world tonight. This is Reaching the World for Christ broadcast, and it reaches around the world, and people are listening in. And many of those people may not be saved. They've never had maybe an opportunity. They've never heard the gospel. Many of them maybe are listening in tonight for the first time. And we preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified, and we preach Him to be the Savior of the world. And we preach Him to be, His name is Jesus, and He's the Son of God. And there's not any other name that we can go to God with that God will recognize except that wonderful name of Jesus. And
amen.
You know, Jesus came at an appointed time, and He was crucified at an appointed time. And it was all in the plan of God. If we go back into the Old Testament, you know, we find out that He was the Passover Lamb, praise God. He was the one that died for the sins of the whole world. And He did it at a special time. It had to be an appointed day. And even I thought about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And He said, I'll go away. He said, I'll go away. But I'll send you another Comforter, even the Spirit of Truth. And he said, whom the world cannot receive, but you know Him, for He shall be with you and in you, praise God. And He said He will lead you and guide you into all truth. And so he lived and walked and talked the apostles. And we have the record there in the New Testament, praise God. And one day He gave His life a ransom for all, because there was none righteous, no, not one. There had to be a remedy for sin, because man had sinned in the garden. But I'm thinking
amen.
About a time, you know. Let me read a little something here to you. In the third chapter of Ecclesiastes, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. Praise God. So we see, and I could go on. Praise God. And say more and read on, but I think you understand what I'm saying. There's a time for everything to be done. And, you know, there's a time when you graduate from high school, and a time when you grow up and you go out and get you a job and you marry a wife, and time for all these things. But I'll tell you, it's time today, I believe, that we need to redeem the time. Because the Bible said the days are evil, praise God. Their wickedness is so great that, you know, there was a day when God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. There was a day when He sent two angels down there to Sodom. And, you know, their time had run out, Brother Yearwood. They had wasted their time, praise God. It's a sad thing when people waste time, and especially if they're not saved. You think about a man that's 70 or 80 or 90 years old, and he's never found the Lord as his personal Savior. He's never knelt at the foot of the cross, and you know, he has never given his life to Christ. Praise God. You think about all that time that has been wasted and all them years that he could have lived for God. And, you know, people think sometimes that they're not sinning, they're not committing sin. And, but, you know, wasting God's time, I believe, is a sin, praise God. It's, you know, it's valuable. Even the soul of man, how valuable is the soul of man? And God took the time. He sent his only begotten Son into this world to die on that cross, to bring a remedy to sin, to destroy sin in the flesh. Praise God. You know, when we go to that cross and we get down on our knees and we cry out to God and we truly get the Spirit of God in us, praise God, then we will start using our time in a different way than we did when we were living for ourselves. You know, until we come to Christ, we're just living for self, and praise God. And none of that is going to count in eternity. You know, what we buy for self and what we do for ourselves, it's not going to count in eternity. The only thing that's going to count is what we have done for Christ. And if we have not put our time into trying to do what the Lord would have us to do, then we're wasting our time. We're just wasting it. And there'll be no reward. It's kind of like, you know, throwing it to the wind, and the wind just carries it away. And the Bible said that a man's life is like a vapor. It appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. You know, we've got a short time to work, Brother Yearwood, on this earth that we're on. We look at the time, praise God. You know, it's high time for people to wake out of sleep. It's high time for people to get up and start obeying God and start doing what the Lord would have them to do. Praise God. I'm glad that in 1975 I gave my heart to God. I believe it was time. It was the right time, and that I came to the you know, to the Lord for such a time as this, because I've never seen a time like it is today. When we look on the news and we see what's happening, and we see wars and rumors of wars, and all these things are coming to pass, and we see the hardness of men's heart, how that they hate one another, and they fight one another and kill one another, and we see how that they've lost their love, and the mothers has lost, a lot of them's lost their love for their children. And we're living in perilous times, praise God. The Bible said in the last days that perilous times would come, and men would be lovers of their own self, covetous, proud, and blasphemers, and disobedient, and unthankful, praise God. Well, we're living in that day. We don't need a preacher to tell us that. We can look on the news and we can see it. But I tell you, when God has ordained it through the preaching of the gospel that souls would be saved, so he's appointed his church to go into all the world and preach the gospel, because time is winding up, because souls are being lost today. And we're trying to reach somebody out there today, trying to say something that might get a hold of somebody's heart and cause them to turn to Christ. I'm so glad that I gave my heart to God. I am so glad when I lay my head on the pillow at night, I don't have to wonder if is everything going to be all right if I don't wake up, you know. Because I know, you know, a friend of mine, he went to bed one night and he didn't wake up. And we had no report that the man was ever saved. And he left his family in a bad situation. I'm telling you out there tonight, if you're lost, you need to give your heart to God. You don't want to leave this world and your family not know that you made things right with God. You want to leave them peace of mind. And you want your heart right because your soul's valuable to God. You think about that thief on the cross there, and he said, He said, when thou comest into thy kingdom, he said, remember me. And Jesus looked at that man. Praise God. You know, that man didn't have anything to offer, Brother Yearwood. He didn't have no money. He didn't have anything to offer God. He'd come down to the last little space of time there, hanging on that cross in his life. And he had wasted his whole life, praise God. But he looked at Jesus and he said, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Jesus said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise.
Yes, amen.
He couldn't buy his way into heaven. All he had to do was ask the Lord for forgiveness. And you know, he got it that day on that cross. Praise God. He was a dying, a sinner man. He was lost without God. He had no hope. He knew he wasn't getting off of that cross. He knew that his sentence was a death sentence. And he knew he had but a short time. And the only thing he could do was call on Jesus. And you know, he called on the right man. You know, that was love that Jesus was crying out from the cross. And he said, lay not this sin to their charge. Praise God. It was love there. Praise God. That was being demonstrated there at the cross. And I'm just glad, Brother Yearwood, that we have a time and a space to work for God. And we just
Amen.
Better take advantage of it while we're here on this earth, because you got one chance to make heaven your home. You're not going
right.
to have another chance after you die, like some doctrines preach that, you know, you don't have to worry about getting saved. Some of them say, but I tell you, you better worry about getting saved. You better get your heart
Amen.
Right. God, I'm just, you know, I'm not trying to be mean, but that's just the way it is. It's just
Amen.
The way it is, and we can't change it. Jesus told Nicodemus, thou must be born again. He didn't say it's an option, you can get by without it. No, he said you must be born again. Praise God. Nicodemus had come to him at night and asked him what he could do to have eternal life, and how could he live forever? And Jesus said, you must be born again. There wasn't no getting around it, praise God. It wasn't something he could bypass. It was something he absolutely had to have if he was going to make heaven his home.
Amen.
And I'm glad that one day I knelt and I confessed to God my sins. See, he already knew my sins. But he wanted me to surrender to him, and that's what I done. I surrendered my life to him. I made a vow, you know, that I'd serve him the rest of my days, that I would live for Jesus and not go back to the world that I things in the world that I was doing. I was drinking and different things I was doing. But when the Lord saved me, he changed my life, and I've been changed ever since, praise God. I've never
amen.
Wanted to go back to the man I used to be, praise
yes,
God.
Yes, amen.
See, the old man died one day at the cross. You know, Jesus died at the cross, praise God. And the flesh part of Jesus died at the cross. And you know, we must die at the cross, praise God. This old flesh what this flesh wants to do, but we're talking about such a time as this, and there is a time in your life, and the Bible said today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. We're living in a time which is called grace, and it's the day of grace that we're living in today, and
Amen.
Today is the day of salvation, and now is the accepted time that God has opened the door to salvation to the Gentile world, to every man, boy, woman, you know, girl, everybody on the face of this earth is valuable in the sight of God. And, you know, he created you. You're wonderfully made, the Bible says. And God created you, praise God. And he created you, and you're a valuable person out there. If you're listening in, I want to tell you that you're valuable to God, and he wants you in heaven when it's all over and done. He wants to see your name there in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I'm going to turn it back. I don't know if Joanna, you're going to say something. Yeah, Joanna's got something to say, Brother Yearwood.
Okay, there, go ahead there.
Praise God. Good to be with y'all tonight. And just thanking the Lord that one day he called my name, Brother Yearwood, and I heard him call me, and I answered. And, you know, he always knew me, Brother Yearwood. He knew me from my mother's womb. And but the thing is, it's not does he know me? Of course he knows us. But do I know him? Do we know him?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Bless your Lord.
And I was thinking about how in Matthew 24, it talks about in verse 20, but pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Praise God. And, you know, to me, Brother Yearwood, that means, you know, the Bible says a tree, how it falleth, so shall it lay. Meaning that when we die, we're going to die. It's appointed to man to die. And so we're going to die unless we go in the rapture. And then we'll be changed in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. But if we go by the grave, that moment that we die, we're judged right then by the Lord. We're either going to die in our sin or we're going to die a saint of God on our way to heaven. Our soul will return back to the Father. Praise the Lord. And, you know, there's a tribulation coming. One time a man asked me, he said, what are you saved from? And I got to thinking I needed a quick answer. And the Lord dropped it right in my spirit right then, said, I am saved from the wrath of God. That's what I'm saved from. Praise the Lord. And, you know, this tribulation afterward is the devil brings on the tribulation, and it's a great tribulation. And because in Revelations chapter 9, it talks about a star fell from heaven. And he knows he only has but a short time. And he makes war against the remnant of her seed. And she goes into a hiding place. And the earth opens. God causes a flood and swallows up the enemy. Praise the Lord. And I was thinking about in John 14 how he says, let your heart not be troubled. I believe ye in God, believe also in me. And my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am ye may be also. And whether I go ye know, and the way ye know. And then Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. And how can we know the way? And church, this is our job. Praise the Lord. And you know, they had Jesus right there with them in the flesh. Praise God, to ask questions too. And you know, now Jesus has gone back to the Father, and he gave us another Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. And he gave us that Holy Ghost. What for? To give us power to be a witness. And he said, go into Judah and Judea and the Samaria and go out to the uttermost part of the earth and to be a witness. And that's what we're to do. And we're to point the way to Christ. Praise God. And I was thinking about 1 John also, chapter 3. Beloved, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. And, you know, you hear, see Thomas here, he's saying, how do we know? And how do we know how to get there? What's the way? And you know, and that's what the sinner's asking today. What do you mean be born again? We must have an answer, church. We need to study and show ourselves approved. And verse 2 says, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and doeth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law, for sin is a transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifest to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Verse 8, he that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might be destroyed the works that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. We must be born again. We must take that Jesus had done, the pardon of our sins. We must accept that. We must repent and ask God to be our Lord, so we won't be sinners and be of the devil, which the Bible just told us that if we sin, we're of the devil. Someone told me the other day, said, God knows me. And I said, yes, God knows you, but do you know God? If we know God, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments, praise the Lord. And you know, he said he is the truth, he is the life, he is the way, he is the truth, praise God. He is the way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He said, if ye had known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Praise God. God is good. He also, Philip had a question, and God ended up telling him, Jesus said, to do his commandments there, like I just said, and he also said that the works that he does, the works that Jesus does, we can do also. Even greater works shall we do. Praise the Lord. And paraphrasing it there, it says, shall ye do, but I praise God, and he's good, and I'm so glad that I know him. Do you know him tonight, people? If you're out there and you say, well, God's not going to send no man to heaven, it's not his will that he does that any perish, praise God, but his will is that everyone be saved. Hell wasn't made for a man to go there or a woman to go there. But hell is enlarging its borders daily, because there's doctrines out there that is saying you could go up any other way, any way you want to. That God is love, 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 and he is a God of love. And he loves you enough that he wants you to know his word, to not sin. And that's how much he loves you. He loves you enough to tell you that he's not mad at you. We heard a preacher preach last night. Wonderful message. God is not mad at you. He is just loving you, trying to, if you're hearing us tonight, he loves you, and he wants you to turn back to him. He is not mad at you, and he's not wanting to kill you, and he's not wanting to send you to a devil's hell. The hell was created for the devil and for the false prophet and for the man of sin. Praise the Lord. But people, it's sad to say that people are going there every day. And we're trying to pull you out, because around the corner the devil has a snare for you, not God. God loves you. He wants to see you. He said that for God so loved the world that none should perish, praise the Lord. But you know the verse, John 3:16, and I'm going to turn it over back to Brother Yearwood. Brother Green's telling me it's time to go, and I love you guys and appreciate this opportunity.
Praise the Lord. We appreciate you and Brother Green being on there. 864, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Yes, sir, Brother Lloyd. This is Bob Hicks in Anderson, South Carolina.
Amen.
I'm happy to be on with you for a few words and a song, probably.
Okay, we'll run it in.
I enjoy the discourse of the good sister just before me. It was very encouraging.
Amen.
A few weeks ago, you had the topic of grace, and I was not able to be on that night for various reasons. And there's something I wanted to share with the people pertaining grace, and it has blessed me, and I think it will be encouraging to you. Some person, I don't know who did it, but my hat is off to them if I had one on, and I give them credit for having brought these thoughts. The words to spell grace, G-R-A-C-E, they took those and gave us this little phrase, G God's riches at Christ's expense. I think that's so wonderful because God has provided all the grace that you and I will ever need at the expense of His Son, Christ, who is our Savior. Sometimes we feel like we need to say, Lord, give me more grace. But I want to remind you that the grace is already provided and available. You may be going under a heavy load and feel like God's got to crank up His grace machine and provide more grace. No, no, no. All the grace we'll ever need is provided. He doesn't have to crank up the grace machine.
Amen.
That was completed at Calvary when Jesus said it's finished. So there's grace for every need. Grace for you, grace for me. It's keeping grace, keeping free. All of it is ready. Absolutely.
Amen.
So don't give up when you have an extra load to carry, thinking that God's not got enough grace or you've got to ask Him to create some more. It is there available for us at this all the time. That I wanted to get that through because I feel like somebody needed it. There's grace for every need, plenty of grace, and He does not have to crank up His grace machine. Now, Brother Lloyd, I have a little song I want to sing. I'm not going to take much time because others have wonderful thoughts to share. My wife and I are both 94. I've been in the way a long time, and I've been married for 65 years, happily married every day of every year. And we're waiting for the call to go higher. I'm going to sing, I'm Going Higher. I hope you're ready to go. If you're not, please make all of the arrangements. I'll sing this song, and then at the close of it, I'll let it go back to you. Praise the Lord.
We appreciate you, Brother Bob.
you, Brother Lloyd.
Brother Bob, we sure do appreciate that. Appreciate you coming on our with us, and we love you and Sister Claire. So
thank you, Brother Lloyd. Thank you.
So God bless you. We're going to turn in a prayer request here just in a minute, and you and Sister Claire is on the prayer list there. Praise the Lord. 706?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and obey the Lord. You the first one called in there.
Okay. I'm going to be starting out with Romans 13, verse 11. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we were believed. And then I'm going to be going to Mark 13:37. Okay. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. And then the other scripture is 1 Corinthians 15:34.
Okay, go ahead.
Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to you, your shame. And that's what time means to me.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yep.
Go ahead and obey the Lord there, sister.
I think I got some prayer requests, too.
Okay.
Some of us has been under the weather lately with sinus infections. I know I have been. And then I got a sister, Mandy's been having some sinus infections, some back problems, and acid reflux. And I know Sister Davy's been under the weather, too. So let's remember all those in prayer tonight. Okay?
Okay. We sure will. Brother Eddie?
Yeah.
Go ahead and obey the Lord there, brother.
I want to read a little bit out of the 9th chapter of the book of Acts. I want to read about what we're preaching tonight on for such a time as this. And, you know, God calls people, and God sets people in where he wants them for the work that he's got for them to do. And it said in verse 1, "And Saul, yet breathing out threatening and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went into the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any in this way, whether they be men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem." And, you know, brother, for years and for hundreds, if not thousands of years, that people have done everything they could to try to do away with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what Paul was trying to do. He was called Saul before he was called Paul, and that's what he was trying to do. That's what he was trying to do, was do away with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But there's one thing that they fail to see, and they fail to realize, that God has got a work to do. And brother, when they begin to fight against the people of God, they fight against God himself. And he said here, he said, "And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. That it is hard for thee to kick against a prick. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And, brother, whenever that God has called us to do a work, brother, it's because of the time that we're in. Brother, God calls us right where we're at to do. The Bible said that if we're married, to stay such. If we're, in other words, we don't have, he said, if we're in uncircumcision, us just stay in uncircumcision, that we don't have to worry about doing these things. But Paul was a man who was going about to destroy. He was a doctor of the law. He understood the law. He was above his peers. And Brother, I want you to know tonight that he was going to destroy you, or so he thought. And brother, but you know, God had other plans for him, and he had other things in store for him that Paul didn't understand at that time. He knew nothing about it. Brother, as he went forth, Jesus come in contact with him. And when Jesus comes in contact with anybody, he makes a difference in people's lives. He changes people. The Bible said old things are passed away, and behold, all things will become new. And the people that Paul was hauling to jail, brother, he changed that. He quit hauling them to jail. But, brother, he was blind at this time because of this light. And it said, and Saul arose from the earth. And when his eyes were open, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. Now, I want you to stop and think just a minute. What would we do if we know somebody that was out to destroy everything that we stand for, brother, and he's hauling people to Christian and maybe even consenting to very long prison sentences or even a death sentence to people that stand up and for this gospel. And brother, I want you to know it might cause us to be a little bit edgy. It might cause us to be a little bit untrustworthy. But you know what? God had other things in mind for him. And he said in verse 10, and there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, behold, I am your Lord. And the Lord said to him, arise and go to the street which is called Straight, and inquire the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision, and a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hands on him, that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many that this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem, and here he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he's a chosen vestment to me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. He's chosen for such a time as this. And bless God,
amen.
I want you to know what today the Bible said, we must work while it is day, for the night comes when no man can work. And God has called us for such a time as this. And God has saved us for such a time as this, that we might go out and be a witness unto him and everybody, unto the whole world. Brother, I know there's no way that I could have gone out among the whole world and witnessed to people like on this broadcast and on this broadcast. Brother, I don't know how many different nations it's reaching out into and how many tens of thousands of people that it's reaching, but you know what? It's such a time as this that God is getting the work done, brother. The time's coming. God is wrapping things up, and it's appointed once, the Bible says, it's appointed once in the man to die, and after this, the judgment. But, brother, I want you to know, brother, we can only do the things while we see how to do them. And, brother, it's daytime, and God is awaiting for somebody to get up, brother, to be about the Father's business. Even Jesus, he said, when the fullness of time come, Jesus come, he was made of a woman. Brother, and Gabriel went to Mary and told her that the power of the Most High would come upon her, and that thing that she would conceive would be the Son of the Most High God. It was an appointed time for Jesus to come. And brother, I want you to know today that whenever that it was his time to come, he was brought forth about 9 months later, even like John the Baptist, when the angel appeared to John, to Zechariah, when he was in the temple lighting the incense, and he told Zechariah that he would have a son. Brother, for such a time as this, brother, I want you to know today, we want to think, brother, that when things begin to get hard, that it's not God. But let me tell you, the Bible says, as a good soldier in Christ, into your hardness, brother, sometimes we have places that we that is hard. hard to live. The load gets heavy, and brother, but we've got to go on, and we've got to stand up. Persecution might come. Oh, but listen, that persecution might come. But there's nothing going to happen to us until God gets done with us, until God gets through with us, until God gets ready for us in that place he's going to prepare for us. Oh, I'm so glad tonight that God has called us for such a time as this. Brother, I couldn't go back in the 1800s. I couldn't go back to the time of Paul here and, brother, take the load up and carry it, because I wasn't born in that time. I didn't live in that time. Nobody under the sound of my voice lived in that time. But we do live today. Bless God, we live today, and God has called us for such a time as this. God has brought us forth and to call on his name and for such a time as this. Brother, I remember another time when Nehemiah went out there. The children of Israel was in captivity, and they had been there for several years, and God had told one of the prophets that they was going into captivity for 70 years, and before that 70 years was over with, God was going to get Jerusalem ready for the children of Israel to come back and to pick back up where they left off at. Brother, and then one day, whenever that Nehemiah was in there, he was the king's cupbearer. He was in a good position. Brother, nobody bothered him. He had direct contact with the king himself. And brother, whenever he went forward, brother, there was a man come to him that escaped out of Jerusalem one day. And brother, he began to tell Nehemiah the kind of shape that the brethren was in. He tried to begin to tell him the kind of shape that Jerusalem was in, how that the walls were falling down, how that the gates were falling down, and it was like a knife that stuck in Nehemiah's heart. And Nehemiah went to cry out to the Lord. Brother, he began to seek God. He began to go off. He began to sit down. Bless God, he began to seek after God. And not only did he begin to seek after God, he began to confess the sins, not only of himself, but he began to confess the sin of the children of Israel. And God's looking for somebody today that'll take the repentance upon himself and ask God to forgive his people the sin in their life. And brother, I want you to know today, God had told them when Moses was living, God had told the children of Israel, he said if they sinned, they'd be scattered throughout the nation to the earth. And bless God, that's what had happened to them. But you know, God was getting ready to change things around. And when God begins to do something, he calls somebody to begin to lay the plan out and put the plan in action that he's got, that they can do the work. It's just like Paul here. Brother, this was a mystery that was kept secret from the foundation of the earth, that God was going to the Gentile people and pick a name out of them for himself, for the bride of Christ. And bless God, I want you to know tonight that when God began to do that, when he began to bring it about, he needed somebody to stand up and to carry the load and to go forth with the gospel that he would reveal to him that we've got in the pages of our Bible tonight. Bless God, that he would preach that, the gospel of grace. He said, as God sent Peter to the circumcision, he sent me to the uncircumcision. And bless God, Paul went out and preached the gospel of grace. He said, it's by grace that you're saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. Honey, God, he gave us this grace today, but he had to have somebody to tell people about it. That's where he went and said that faith comes comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. How can you hear without a preacher? How can they preach except they be sent? Honey, God chose Paul to go out and to preach the gospel of grace to the people, to the Gentile. Listen to me today. I'm glad today that there's no difference between the Jew and the Gentile when it comes to salvation. I'm glad there's no difference tonight. Bless God from one person to the other. But he said, whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He said, if any man will hear my voice and open up, he said, I'll come in and sup with him and him with me. And I'm glad tonight, he said in another place, in the 10th chapter of John, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they'll not follow. I'm glad tonight that God, he's with us tonight, and he saved us, and he called us for such a time as this. Oh, I'm so glad tonight that God, he could have called an angel to go out and preach the gospel, but he chose not to do that. He chose men and he chose women to go out and to preach the gospel that they might bring forth the gospel into the hearts and lives of the Lord Jesus, of the people of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Paul went out. Paul bore a lot of burden. He was whipped many times. He was beat with rods. He was shipwrecked. Brother, he was in peril of his own countrymen. Brother, we went hungry. He fasted a lot. He was thirsty a lot. Oh, but I'm so glad tonight that he bore that. And I don't believe he complained a bit. I believe he went out, brother, and he carried that cross. The Bible says if any man's going to be that Jesus' disciple, he got to deny himself every day and take up his cross and follow Jesus. And I'm so glad tonight that God has got somebody, brother, for such a time as this. And Paul,
amen,
during this time, bless God, after that Jesus called him, and the pages of our New Testament, about two-thirds of it, was written by Paul, and Paul could say, I was saved, I was called for such a time as this. And Brother Yearwood can say tonight, I was called, I was saved, I've got on this radio broadcast for such a time as this. Oh, how good and how wonderful it is to be able to,
amen,
go on and to do the work of the Lord and to call on the name of the Lord and to be used at such a time as this to go on and tell people and warn people about the coming of the Lord and warn them to flee from the wrath to come. Oh, I'm so glad. I think about Brother Hicks because of him being his age, and I believe he said he was 94. How that he's gone for many, many, many years. He's lived for the Lord longer than I have lived in my body. He's lived for the Lord. I think about these great men and women of God that's lived long lives like that. And, brother, how that God has used them. Brother, they can stand and declare, for such a time as this did I come into this world. Oh, thank God tonight. If you're lost tonight, if God's dealing with you and to go into the ministry, if God's dealing with you to come to an altar somewhere and pray, to get down in an altar and pray, brother, if God's dealing with you, lift your hands up and just begin to say, praise the Lord. Whatever God's beginning to deal with you about, I want to encourage you to do that, because that's what these broadcasts are all about, is to come,
amen,
to you and to encourage you, to minister to you and to feed you and to lift you up. Praise the Lord, brother. You would go ahead.
Praise the Lord. I appreciate you there, Brother Eddie. I'm going to say this, Brother John, we appreciate you too there, and we're going to have you come on here just a minute, Brother John, but I want to say this. We've been having 73,595 listeners, but as a total, as right now, we've got 74,000 483 listeners tonight to this broadcast. So, you know, I just let me know that God's doing something. And I want to let Betty give a prayer request here, then maybe let Tim sing a song. And Brother John, won't you come on and pray for all the prayer requests and pray for the world, and you just go ahead and obey the Lord.
I just want to say it's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio. And I want to thank all the listeners and thank everybody that's been helping out on the broadcast. And I just want to say thank you to Bob and Clara Hicks. Back in 1992, I was a sinner. And I was watching Christian television on WGGS Channel 16 out of Anderson, South Carolina, or Greenville, South Carolina. And they said they was going to have a yard sale at their church that Saturday. So I didn't have no much money, but I went anyway. I felt God tugging at my heart. So I went on to the yard sale, and I was just looking around, and Brother Bob come up to me, and he asked me if I was a Christian. And I said, not yet.
Amen.
And he said, the Lord had then been dealing with me to get right, and I was rebelling against it. And Brother Bob said, well, would you like to become a Christian? And I said, would you please pray with me? And that's how I met Bob and Clara at a church yard sale. They loved my soul so much that they wanted to see me saved. And I just thank Bob and Clara for taking the time out to pray for me when I was a sinner.
Amen.
I love you, Bob and Clara. Thank you.
I give the prayer request.
And I just want to give in these prayer requests. Bob and Clara Hicks need healing in their body. And Kay Hurd has leukemia and needs a miracle. Remember Sister Deb and Brother John's grandsons and all the listeners and all those that need to be saved. And Brother John, you go ahead and pray for everybody.
Praise the Lord. Brother John's lost off again. He's having a problem about staying on tonight for some reason. So I'll let Tim go ahead and sing, and maybe Brother John will get back in here in a minute with us.
Okay.
devils aren't as bad as he thought they were. You can tame the lion, let your prayer be heard. Your face is gonna have them either mad out of your head. There is a hungry lion in it in with a praying man. There is a hungry lion in it in with a praying man. Beyond my control, ready to give up the fight. Weary and tired of carrying the load, I know there's nothing more I can do or say. And God says, just give it to me. Then I whisper a prayer that only He hears, and I rest peacefully. I can pray out loud or silently. I can pray standing tall or on my knees. It really makes no difference. Just that prayer is the key. 'Cause prayer changes things, and it changes me. Troublesome days seem so long. I can't help but wonder just when they will end. I know I'm supposed to be strong, but sometimes I don't think I'll ever win. That's when He tells me it's you all without me, but in my strength alone. And when I begin to trust more in Him, I can sing a song. I can pray out loud or silently. I can pray standing tall or on my knees. It really makes no difference. Just that prayer is the key. 'Cause prayer changes things, and it changes me. It really makes no difference, just that prayer is the key. 'Cause prayer changes things, and it changes me.
Praise the Lord. Brother Eddie?
Yeah.
Brother John still hadn't got back in here with us. He's been off and on about three or four times there tonight for some reason. I don't know. He must be having phone problems. Go ahead and pray over all the needs there and the requests and everything.
Father, in the name of Jesus tonight, Lord, we thank you, Father, for being with us. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us. We pray, Heavenly Father, tonight in Jesus' name, God, we thank you for hearing your people when they pray. And, Lord, we bring these prayer requests to you, Lord. God, this one with leukemia, Lord, we pray that, God, that you would touch that and let your healing virtue go out, Father. And, God, heal that leukemia, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I pray for Brother and Sister Hicks, Lord, that you'd give them that touch they need in their bodies, Lord. And, God, I pray, Heavenly Father, for every request that's given in tonight, Father, for the sicknesses, Lord, and, God, for the bondages, Lord, that, Father, is in people's lives, that, God, that you'd just begin to move and set them free, Father, and heal them, Father, in their bodies. And, God, according to your word, they said by whose stripes you were healed. And I pray, God, that, God, that you would just heal, Father, and bring deliverance to your people, God. And I pray, God, tonight, Father, that you would, Lord, just bless each one, Father. And God, if them that's lost, God, I pray that you would save them. If they're backslid, bring them back, Lord. God, and them that want a closer walk with you, God, help them to move up, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Amen.
God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, we'll go ahead and I'll minister a little bit here. Maybe Brother Bob, John will get back in there, and he does. Well, I'll stop and let him go ahead and obey the Lord. I'm sorry that he's having so much trouble tonight or whatever the problem is. God only knows. So we're going to be reading tonight in 2 Samuel, 1st chapter. And we're going to be reading down through our little ways. And we're speaking tonight about such as a time as this. You know, we see here that they all fasted and prayed and sought God, and God destroyed their enemy and gave them took care of the good people. In other words, the ones that was on fire for Him, God took care of them. So that's what we're going to be speaking here tonight about, fasting and praying. So that's the reason that God is wanting us to do. If we want to get our miracles blessed and get our ways done, well, God's going to do it for us if we'll do the fasting and praying and be obedient to Him. So go ahead. I'm going to let my wife, Betty, read there tonight.
2 Samuel 1. Now it came to pass after the death of Saul, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Amalekites, and David had abode 2 days in Ziklag, it came even to pass on the third day that, behold, a man came out of the camp of Saul with his clothes rent and earth upon his head. And so it was, when he came to David, that he fell to the earth and did, and I don't know that word, and David said unto him, from whence comest thou? And he said unto him, out of the camp of Israel am I escaped. And David said unto him, how went the matter? I pray thee, tell me. And he answered, that the people are fled from the battle, and many of the people also are fallen and dead. And Saul and Jonathan, his son, are dead also. And David said unto the young man that told him, how knowest thou that Saul and Jonathan, his son, be dead? And the young man that told him said, as I happened by chance upon Mount Gilboa, behold, Saul leaned upon his spear, and lo, the chariots and horsemen followed hard after him. And when he looked behind him, he saw me, and called unto me, and I answered, here am I. And he said unto me, who art thou? And I answered him, I am an Amalekite. And he said unto me again, stand, I pray thee, upon me, and slay me, for anguish is come upon me, because my life is yet whole in me. So I stood upon him and slew him, because I was sure that he could not live after that he was fallen. And I took the crown that was upon his head and the bracelet that was on his arm, and have brought them hither unto my Lord. Then David took hold on his clothes and rent them, and likewise all the men that were with him. And they mourned and wept and fasted until even. for Saul and Jonathan, his son, and for the people of the Lord, for the house of Israel became, because they were fallen by the sword.
Praise the Lord. So, you know, we see there that, praise God, that they were slain there just because their disobedience, you know, and let's look into, see here, into Matthew, praise the Lord. See here, I'll find here in a minute. Matthew 17 and, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Got too many markers in my Bible. Let's see.
Bless you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Starting in verse 14,
it says, and when they were come to the multitude, they came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed, for oft times he falleth into the fire and oft times into the water, and I brought him to the disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence and to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. How be it this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. You know, that's what the Lord is telling them there. You know, all these things that comes up on us, a lot of times we've just got to, we can't do nothing of ourselves, but we've got to go to the Lord in prayer and fasting. You know, if we'll go to him in prayer and fasting and asking the Lord to reach down and to forgive us of whatever the problem is, and we get our hearts tuned up with him, and we call upon him, he's obligated to move for us. He's going to answer our request whenever we come to him with prayer and fasting, and when we make the petition that the Lord just told his disciples here, this time only goes out by prayer and fasting. You know, praise God, we see that this man, he brought his son to the disciples there. They couldn't do nothing of themselves. But praise God, when the disciples I couldn't do it. The man, he realized that he needed to take his son to the Lord. And when he took him to the Lord, Jesus seen him. And Jesus touched him, I believe, that self-same hour that boy was healed. The devils had to depart from him. I had to leave. I believe today, praise God, whenever we put a little prayer, a little fasting behind our belt, as a preacher said one time, put them under our belt, we call upon the Lord, he's going to hear, he's going to answer, he's going to move for us, my friend, whenever we call upon him with a sincere heart, and we call upon him. You know, I think a lot of times about Brother Bob Hicks and Sister Hicks. I know, praise God, they had to do some praying and fasting to make the years that they've made. I believe about 94 years. I believe they pastored that one church that they just resigned from. I was about 30, 40 years maybe that they stood in behind that pulpit. They declared the word of God, and they prayed for people and seen people healed and seen people touched. And I tell you what, God is still God. He's still the same one. And if we will meet the tradition that God is wanting us to meet, if we will call upon his name, praise God, with prayer and fasting, we're going to see some miracles. We're going to see some signs. We're going to see some wonders, because the word says the signs shall follow them that believe. Hallelujah. If we believe and we call upon God, God is obligated to answer our request. I tell you what, that man, his son, would often fall into the fire and would often fall into the water. But praise God, whenever that man took him to the disciples, and disciples couldn't do nothing for him, they took him then to the higher power. They took him then to the one, praise God, that comes here by the Virgin Mary. He took him to the one that had all power in heaven and earth. They took him to the one, praise God, to see the works done. And I tell you what, that's what we need to do today. We need to realize that this same God is still alive today. He's still on the throne today. He's still reaching out to the people that will reach back to him. If we will pray and fast and seek God, we'll see some signs. We'll see some wonders. We'll see some miracles formed, because God is still God. He's still desiring to do them same things if we will only do what he told us to do. I tell you, I'm so thankful tonight. I pray God that God's children has power tonight in heaven, and they got power tonight in earth. The word says, what are we bound on earth will be bound in heaven. What are we loosing on earth will be loosened in heaven. I tell you, it's time that God's children start binding the powers of the devil and start casting into the out of darkness, into the lake of fire, to never be loosened again. It's time that whenever we come in contact with him, that we bind him up, hallelujah, and don't turn him loose, hallelujah, because if we turn him loose, he's going to be right back on us again. But it's time that we bind Satan up and cast him out. Praise God. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were talking about they couldn't see binding Satan up. But I can tell you one thing. God's word said that he had all power in heaven and earth. And Jesus said, if we will do these things, if we will ask him, if two on earth are touching and agreeing on any one thing, ask of him that he would do it for us. If we will bind them up, hallelujah, by prayer and fasting, how we can deliver a lot of people, how we can see people set free. I know people, there's a lot of people, I say that we can't do it, but I'm different with them, praise God. We can, if we will believe what thus saith the Word of God.
Amen.
We can't do nothing of ourselves, but we have these words whenever we pray and we talk these words. They're not my words. They're not Brother Bolton's words. They're not
Amen.
Brother Hitch's words. But they are the Word of God. And whenever we speak these words, praise God, these words is what's going to take authority. These words is what's going to fight the battle. I tell you what, I'm like old David. This battle's not mine, but it's thine. Lord, this battle that I fight is not mine, hallelujah, but it belongs to you. I tell you what, if we will only realize that everything that we do is the Lord's, and the Lord is in it, and the Lord's going to do it, if we will only hold our faith up and say, God, you're the one, that you're the one, hallelujah, that's going to have to fight this battle, because
Thank
I can't fight it. Praise God. And we realize that God is in the midst. He's in the authority. Praise God. If we'll just only call upon his name, we can see him go forth. We can see him do the works.
Amen.
What I'm praise God tonight that we have the authority in the presence of the God of Jesus Christ Almighty. We have the authority tonight to speak his words, and we'll see him take authority. We'll see him do the works. Hallelujah. I thank God tonight that we have got that presence of the power of the Holy Ghost in our lives to do the works. If we will only call upon the Lord Jesus Christ and we call upon him with faith, believing that he will do the work for us. Hallelujah. I believe Brother Hicks has come back in there again. Praise the Lord. Brother Bob, are you in there?
No.
Praise the Lord. Brother Bob?
No, I'm not in.
Okay, praise the Lord. All right. Well, praise the Lord. We sure do appreciate everything that everybody's called in here tonight. We appreciate what was done, and we praise God for the deliverance that we have tonight in the Word, in the presence of the Almighty. All we've got to do is just pray and fast and seek God. Jesus said this only come by prayer and fasting, and that's what we need to do if we want our miracles brought forth. And, you know, I'm a believer, hallelujah, I believe that we're going to have to do these things if we'll see God move for us. If we want to see God do something, we need to seek his face, and we need to turn everything over to the Lord, and we'll worship the Lord in spirit and truth, and he will. I tell you, I thank God. Last night, Sunday night, we were in a service. Oh, praise God. God moved. He moved in a marvelous and a mighty way. Our pastor, where we was at, he said, you've never seen me do nothing foolish until tonight. But he said, I wanted you to see. He said, I've not done no foolish thing since I've been here. He ain't been there but about 6 or 8 weeks. But praise God, or maybe about 10, 11 weeks, he's been there at this church, and he got a broom, and he was there in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. He said, I want to sweep the devil out of this house. And he began to run back to there and started to sweep. He told the brother, he said, to open the door. and a brother run back there and opened the door. He swept the devil out of the house. Then he went over to the other side, and God hit him, and he started again. He went down the other aisle on the other side, and he swept the devil right out of the house, front out into the yard. God said he chose the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. He
Amen.
Said that he would tear down the strongholds by the foolish things. I tell you what, God is a moving in this day and time. If we will only let him, if we will only look to him, he's the author and the finisher of our faith. I praise God tonight for what he's doing. Hallelujah. Brother Bolton?
Yeah.
Go ahead and obey the Lord there some more.
But I was thinking while you were preaching there, that's some good preaching at that. I was thinking about Moses. You know how that the Bible talks about how that Jacob went down into, first of all, he sent Joseph down into Egypt, and brother into captivity, was sold into captivity by his brothers because they were jealous of him. And, you know, sometimes you can get into places today that where people will be jealous of you, and brother, they'll do things they ought not to do. But, you know, but he was sold into captivity by his brothers, and he went down there, and he stayed for several years. He was there. He sold to Potiphar, and he worked in Potiphar's house, and Potiphar, he trusted him and all that he done, and God blessed him and all that he done. And but you know something, God had something in mind for Joseph. And brother, I'll tell you something. After a while, he even left Potiphar's house because of a lie that Potiphar put him in prison, and because of a lie. And you know what? We may have to suffer and suffer wrongly sometime, but God, he knows and he understands right where we're at and what we're going through with, and he knows why. That he knows exactly why, and he said, "Vengeance is mine; I will repay," saith the Lord. I'll tell you something, but you know, God knowed there was a famine coming, and whenever that he put Joseph down there, and Joseph found favor in the eyes of the jailer, and he trusted him, and he helped there, and bless God, and then that because of two dreams one night that these two men had, it eventually led to his being set free from captivity. And where I'm going to, God set him up as a prime minister over Egypt because, brother, he interpreted the king Pharaoh's dream. And brother, I'll tell you tonight that God is a working today, and God is a looking for somebody like Brother Yearwood said. Brother Yearwood said that we'll fast and pray and seek the face of God. He's looking for somebody, brother, that will go out and to pray for people and to see them set free by the grace of God. I'll tell you what, this thing come. He said there in one place when Brother Yearwood was reading that, that kind come forth but by prayer and fasting. And I'll tell you today that sometimes we need to push that plate back. I'll tell you what, whenever that God begins famine come about in Egypt there. Bless God, Jacob began to send his boys down there to get them food. And through a long thing, the Israelites, they were kept, they went into captivity there. The Bible said they was a Pharaoh that knew not Joseph. And brother, he took them into captivity, and he kept them into captivity, and he worked them as slaves and built his cities and built his different things with them. And brother, whenever that it came in, I believe the Bible said that they said he'd be in there for like 430 years or something. And at the end of that, brother Joseph, he told them, said, "When you leave, take my bones with you." And brother, that's around 430 years. Bless God, God began to set them free. And but where I'm coming from, while they were down there, a man and his wife had a baby, and he was a proper child. He was a fair child to look at. And brother, Pharaoh had done give the order to kill all the male children, throw them in the river, and let them drown. But the Israelite women was afraid to do that because they feared God. And brother, I want you to know, God was raising up somebody to set his people free, brother, to bring them out of the bondage that they had been put in down there. God told him, he said, you're going to be set free. He said, because I'm going to set you free. And he said, you'll be free. And he told him when they come out, he said, you'll not see this place anymore. Brother, I'll tell you today, if God it be for us, who can be against us? If God
Amen.
Is working in our behalf, who can stand against us? There's nobody can stand against us and prosper, brother, because God, he'll fight the battles of his children. He'll set them up on high, and he'll keep them there, and he'll not let them be run over, but he'll take care of them. Brother, I'm so glad today that God chose me one time. I remember when I was a little old boy, about 6 or 7 years old, I went to church one night, and there was there was my mother holding my baby sister, there was my other two sisters, and there was myself. And brother, the preacher gave an altar call, and this little old preacher, his name was Horace Brown. He was a little bald-headed preacher, and brother, I'll tell you what, he talked to us a minute, and we went to the altar and prayed, and I got saved. And oh, I'm so glad tonight that God, that day, that night, brother, he called my name, and we went to that altar, and we got saved that night. I'm so glad tonight that there's nothing, there's not enough demonic forces in hell or this side of hell that can keep us from living for Jesus, if that's what we want to do. Oh, I'm so glad tonight that God, Jesus said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, but I'll be with you all the way even to the end of the world. Oh, I'm so glad tonight that it don't matter when things look like they can't get any worse. Brother, then Jesus is right there. Brother, and sometimes when it looks like they can't get any worse, they do get worse. Brother, and it goes on, but you know what? Jesus said in one place, he said he wouldn't allow any more to come upon you than you're able to bear. And with that, he'd make a way that you might escape it, that you might be able to bear it. And I'm so glad tonight that, brother, he's limited, brother, the devil as to what he can do to us. Brother, and he will help us. He'll carry our load for us, and he'll help us, brother. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, and take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden's light. Oh, he'll yoke up with us, and he'll, you know, back used to, they used to plow mules, and they used to plow horses, and brother, a lot of times they would have an instrument that'd have to put a team together, and they'd have to put two mules or two horses or even maybe two oxen together, and brother, they would be yoked up together, and they would pull together, and they would work together, and it's the same way today with us. Brother, God has yoked us up with Jesus. Brother, he's yoked us up together with him. He's made us up. He made us a joint heir with Jesus Christ tonight, and I'm so glad tonight that God, when God called Moses out there, Moses killed a man, and when he killed him, he had to go into captivity, he had to go in, he had to leave out of the country, and brother, he went out of the country, and then after about 40 years, he was keeping his father-in-law's sheep, and after about 40 years, brother, he saw a bush that was burning one day, and brother, when that bush was burning, he said, I'm going to go aside and see why this bush is burning and why that it's not burned up. Oh, I'll tell you tonight, he went up there and the first thing that happened, the Lord spoke to him out of that bush and told him, said, Moses, take the shoes off of your feet, for the ground you stand on is holy. Honey, tonight we're on holy ground tonight when we're in the presence of the Lord. Bless God, I want you to know, he pulled him off and he got down and God began to tell him that he wanted him to go down to Egypt and to bring his people out. And the first thing that happened, Moses began to make excuses why that he couldn't do that. But I want you to know tonight, God showed him there before that he got through. God showed him that he could do that, that he wanted him to go down there and bring his people out of Egypt. Listen, to make this long story short, brother, he
went on back and he went down to Egypt, brethren, things got harder for the Israelites to begin with. But God, through 10 mighty signs and wonders, bless God, God defeated Pharaoh. Bless God, God was greater than Pharaoh to begin with anyhow. But Pharaoh would rebel and he hardened his heart and he wouldn't let them come out. But you know what? When it got right down to business, God said, all right, Moses, you tell the people to get them a lamb and fasten it up, one that was perfect, without spot, without blemish, and fasten it up, till, I believe, to the 14th day of the month. And brother, when they fasten it up, bless God, on the 14th of the day of the month, the Lord told them, said, go out and you kill that lamb. And he said, you catch its blood in a basin and take some hyssop and wool. You take that blood and you strike the doorpost and you strike the door a little with it, because I'm going to send my death angel through there, and wherever he don't see the blood on the door post and the little, he said, you're going to take the firstborn of every animal and of every man. Listen, and they wasn't the one out of the children of Israel died that night, but there was a great wailing and a great weeping in the land of Egypt that night because of the Egyptians, because they didn't believe God. Listen, but you know what? God, he had finally got Pharaoh's attention, and bless God, Moses, Pharaoh called Moses in, and he told them to take the people and take their stuff and get out of Egypt. Listen, they went out, brother, they went out with a high hand, and brother, when they got out there, Pharaoh, in a day or two or three, he come to himself and said, what have I done? But you know what? They had come up to the Red Sea, and God told them they couldn't go forward because of the Red Sea. They couldn't go backwards because of Pharaoh and his army. But God told them, he said, go forward. He told Moses, he said, take your rod, the staff that's in your hand, and hold up and separate, there, divide the Red Sea. And he held it up there. And bless God, it began to divide. And they divided all night long. That sea heaped up on each side. And there was a dry pathway through the middle of it. And they went through on the other side. And then Pharaoh thought he would follow them. And they got out there. And the sea come back over them again. God told him to hold his rod up. And he held it. And it come back over them again. Folks, for such a time as this, for such a time as this, God call Moses, and today, for such a time as this, the 25th of June of the year 2013, God has called us, God has saved us, God has moved in our life for such a time as this, and I just want to encourage you to go right on and live for the Lord. I want to encourage you, if you're a preacher, to stand and to preach the gospel. If you're a teacher, to stand and teach the gospel, because God is waiting upon you. You might say, I'm waiting on God. Honey, if you know that that's what God wants you to do, then God's waiting on you. Praise the Lord, Brother Yearwood. Go ahead.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I appreciate that, Brother Eddie. I've been waiting on Brother John. He hadn't ever got back in here yet, so we'll have Brother Tim to sing us a couple of songs there, and then we'll get Sister Frieda, if she wants to come back and obey the Lord, and we'll have him sing some more songs there then.
Praise the Lord.
Many times I have traveled down the long, lonely road, headed for another place to tell. Someone who needs it, the story of Jesus, and how he'll save their soul from hell.
Yes.
I've seen many great places, many new faces, beautiful sights where I've been. But I want you to know the reason I go, to tell the old story again. Over and over I'll tell the old story to people I've never seen before. It's the story of Jesus. He'll keep us safe evermore. How he paid the full cost, gave us life on the cross to save a world of sin. I am headed for glory, telling the story over and over again. At times I have questioned, I wonder, Lord, is this truly your will? I've been discouraged, tired and weary, sometimes it seems all a pill. That's when he takes me back,
but
it's all the places I'm in, where he saved so many from sin. It breaks my heart like it did from the start, and I've got to go tell it again. Over and over I'll tell the old story to people I've never seen before. It's the story of Jesus, oh how he loves us. He'll keep us safe evermore. How he paid the full cost, gave us life on the cross to save a world lost in sin. I am heading for glory, telling the story over and over again. I am heading for glory, telling the story over and over and over and over again.
That was good, Brother Tim.
Thanks. Many times do you wonder how you've made it this far? That's God. And when you realize it wasn't as bad as it seemed, that was God. When you were sitting all alone with not a friend to talk to, then suddenly a stranger calls the words that uplift you, when it seemed help just came from out of the blue. That was God. Oh, that's God. He's walking through my darkest night. His spirit is descending, power and might, and his love, it surrounds me and wraps my soul safe and tight. Oh, that's God. He made a way for eternal life in the Son to die. What a great sacrifice, who nailed all my sins to a cross. Brother, that's God.
He won't be a host.
Praise the Lord.
When your body come out of that sickness, oh, that was God. And when you had no money, but someone provided, that was God.
That's
you were hungry and tired and no rest could be found, but now there's food on your table and a place to lay down to look around at all of your blessings. Brother, that's God. Oh, that's God. He's walking through my darkest night. His spirit is ascending, power and might, and his love, it surrounds me and wraps my soul safe and tight. Oh, that's God. He made way for eternal life in his Son to die. What a great sacrifice, who nailed all my sins to a cross. Brothers, that's God. Oh, that's God. He's walking through my darkest night. His spirit is ascending with power and might, and his love, it surrounds me and wraps my soul save mankind. Oh, that God he made way for eternal life, sin and time to die. What a great sacrifice, who down on my sins took off. Brothers, thank God, who nailed all my sins to a cross. Brothers, thank God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
That was wonderful.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I just want to give another little testimony about Tim. Whenever he was real small, when he was born, he was tongue-tied. And that means that the skin up and under his tongue was all the way out to the tip of his tongue, and he couldn't speak plain. Well, Sister Clara, we was going to her church, and she wanted him to sing real bad, and Tim wanted to sing real bad. So she took him and got his tongue clipped up in Sylvan, North Carolina. Well, the doctors, they was getting impatient with Tim because he was crying because it was hurting him and everything. And Sister Clara said, please, doctor, give him another chance to get his tongue clipped, that he wants to sing for the Lord. So the doctor came back in and clipped Tim's tongue, and he's been singing ever since. Praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, man.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you what, Brother Bob and Sister Clara means a lot to this family. They never know how much they mean to us. They've been a blessing to us over the years. That Betty and Tim's known them a lot longer than I've known them, but for what time I've known them, they've really been a blessing to me. So, Sister, go ahead and obey the Lord there.
All right, Brother Yearwood, I'm going to go with Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And then I'm going to go to Hebrews 10:19-22. Having therefore, brother, boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. And let us consider
Amen.
One another to provoke unto love and to good works. For forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, so much the more as you see the day approaching. If we sin willfully after that which we receive the knowledge of truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin, but a
Amen.
Certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation,
yeah.
which shall devour the adversary. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Oh, how much sorrier punishment! Suppose ye shall be thought worthy who had trodden under foot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and had done despite unto the Spirit of God. For we know him that has said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord, and again the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, but call to remembrance the former days, in which after you were eliminated, you endured a great fight of affliction, partly which you were made a gazing stock, both by the reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst you became companions of them that were so used. For you have compassion unto me in my bond, and took joyfully the spoilings of your goods. knowing yourself that you have in heaven a better and an enduring substance, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense and reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe into the saving of the soul. I mean, and we've been, Brother John's been preaching on this off and on. We had a good get together last Sunday after church, and he's been saying some of these same words. And I mean, Brother, you know what? It's so wonderful to see how the Lord is working and blessing in our church. And I praise the Lord for everything
Amen.
He's doing and what he's going to do.
Amen. We're pleased to hear that. We're looking forward for being down with you guys one of these days real soon.
We're looking forward to it. We are looking forward to it.
Amen. Lord's help. Yes. Nothing don't happen, we'll be dinner. We're scheduled to go back to Springboro, Ohio in August, I believe the 8th, 9th, the 10th, then the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th, and the 14th. We're supposed to be in Chillicothe, Ohio. So we're looking forward for being in them revivals and just looking forward for what God's doing what he's going to do.
Yes, that's right.
We're just praying that God will be sending people in there to save the lost and sanctify and fill the Holy Ghost and heal them that are sick, afflicted, and make them whole. That's crazy.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I feel his anointing here. Praise God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
I do too.
You want to sing nothing? Okay, Brother Tim's going to sing us another or two here. We still got about 8 minutes left, so we're just going to go ahead and obey the Lord.
Can I request one? Can he sing that song that he sung down at the church when y'all were down the last time?
Which one is it?
I don't remember. I don't remember, but it was a good song. Something about, was it something about the Spirit of the Lord or something to that effect?
Yeah.
What's the name of it now?
Wasn't it something dealing with the Spirit of the Lord or something?
I can't remember which one it was.
I don't remember, Tim, but you sounded good. So go ahead, pick the ones you want to sing. That'll be fine.
I'm sorry, I can't remember it.
Just remember the next time and sing the name of it there and request it for him, or he can sing it for you.
Okay, I appreciate it.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
myself, and I am not ashamed to tell you what it's all about. You see, Jesus comes to prison with healing in his wings, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, he lives inside of me. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, I now have liberty. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, I walk in victory. Well, I've got a reason to sing, and I've got a reason to tell.
We've only got just a few seconds left. I want to say that we thank God for 74,083 listeners tonight to us listening. And we thank God, you know, we've been having 73,595, so we're up quite a bit tonight. So I appreciate every listener. And if you got a prayer request, you want to turn it in to us, just email us at LloydYearwood@yahoo.com, and we'll get it, and call in on our prayer line, and we'll put it on the prayer request. So we've only got 9 seconds left, so I'll say good night to everybody, and God bless you. And appreciate everybody calling in.
God bless you, Brother Yearwood.
Bye.
God bless you.
Bye.
Bye.